Warning. Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show, determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the Whippy. The Whippy.
Yo, welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Today, I have an old friend. Well, she's not old, but I do have the lovely, the talented, along in the long list of ladies that have friend-zoned my ass. The lovely, the beautiful Malaysian. Gorgeous. What are the adjectives I could throw at you? Just Sophia.
Hi, Louis. How are you?
How you doing? You have the blog Fish's Philosophy.
Yes.
And you do lifestyle reviews, events, food. You do photography. I see you do a lot of photography on your Facebook and stuff like that. Let's talk about you. Like, you came from Malaysia to New York. Why?
Well, okay. Hi, everyone. My name is Jessica Sophia Wong, and I'm a New York City lifestyle blogger. I'm a New Yorker. Actually, a couple years ago, I flew to New York from Malaysia because I always thought I couldn't fit in back then. You know, something's different about me. I'm outspoken, open-minded. I'm a free thinker. So if I decided to come here for college and I stay here ever since then, that's the story of it. And I fall in love with New York. Mm-hmm. And now I'm part of it.
Yeah. So what made you like? How did like? I remember seeing your blog. You were like, it was a blog spot. Now you actually have a real website, looking all professional. Like, when did that start to change?
Well, actually, that's quite a story about my blog. My blog used to call sillydrunkfish.blogspot.com. Mm-hmm. It started out as like an online journal, mm-hmm. a diary back in college, like inside joke. We talk about, fish and all the time. We have some college drinking, which is quite normal, mm-hmm. for teenagers. So, I started a blog to talk about the things that I like, the men that I had a crush on, the school events and all that. And maybe because I have some skill in coding, mm. and SEO. So eventually I met a lot of new bloggers from around the world.
SEO stands for search engine optimization.
Yeah. So I was, doing all the promotion of my blog by myself, talking to different people, and eventually it just becomes something big now. And before it became jessicasophia.com, it was called sillydrunkfish.com. But since my involvement in the design industry in New York, having silly and drunk, it just doesn't sound right for what I do. So, why don't I make myself as a brand and put my name on it? since I already established a certain, you know, like followers, so I don't think it make a difference. I still keep like everyone, you know, as my followers.
So who says girls can't code?
Who?
Who said? No, I'm just saying. So who says girls can't code? So so what is your style? Like, what gets you going? Like what do you pursue as far as, let's start like with fashion. What do you go for?
Like my own style or for my blog? You know, you have gotta be specific.
Isn't it the same thing?
Well, yes. Well, my blog, I don't really talk, you know, I don't talk much about fashion, but, you know, I do talk about fashion related. And so my own style, you know, I always have like black and white, you know, as typical New Yorker. But, you know, I like the classy chic style, you know, the LBD, little black dress, you know, that would be my style pretty much. Yeah.
How do you have many little black dresses lying around?
I do have a lot, unfortunately. I have way too many black color in my closet.
I bet they look better wrinkled on my floor. So,
well, maybe your dog will eat it.
Oh, you remember the dog, huh?
Yeah,
My dog does not eat clothes.
I know.
He gets them all furred up.
Oh, yeah. Just trying to be sarcastic, you know.
Yes.
Yes.
So, all right. So you do a lot of reviews. How did people find you?
That's a good question, actually. People actually found me on through the internet. Just happened a few weeks ago. I was invited by Chevrolet, to attend a press conference at the auto show in New York City. So I was, you know, I was one of the VIP press, you know, to stay with them throughout the conference. You know, it was amazing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I approached by different lifestyle brand like Kipling USA, you know, like a couple months ago, you know, to launch a marketing campaign. And they found me on the internet, and the other, just, you know, words by words, I work with some designers in New York, mm-hmm. and, you know, I make friends in the industry, and that's how people know me as. And I'm also a social media consultant here in New York, so that helps a bit.
What does a social media consultant do?
Pretty much social media consultant is kind of like a digital PR nowadays. We talk about like social media strategies, where you handle different professional Facebook account, Pinterest, Twitter, you know, like all social media related account on the internet.
So, like,
and we try to help the client to reach a more global audience.
Okay, so like let's say I'm on my
marketing pretty much. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's say I'm on Twitter and I say like a black joke. Would that help me with my marketing?
Well, you need to know who is your clientele, and, you know, you actually have to do some research about it. You can't just target anyone. But, yeah, the fundamental would be like that.
Well,
but,
you see what I post on my Facebook, so...
I see what you post on your Facebook. Some of them are pretty hilarious.
Oh, really? Which one got to you?
I don't know. Oh. Like, I everything that you post on Facebook, I read it, you know, but... I don't really remember a lot. I mean, I read a lot of different things every day, so I'm sorry if I can recall. But I remember some of them are pretty hilarious, and some of them are pretty personal, like, you know, like what happened after, you know, the hospital. You know, you post some pretty personal stuff, you know, like you open up a different side of you.
Does that make me sexy?
That... Maybe.
Maybe.
In a way.
Translation, no. So,
yes.
So you're getting popular because of word of mouth. I mean, are you going to be asked to, design the new Chevy car?
No, I actually met with the head designer of the new model of a Chevy. They have a new smart car. So I don't know. You know, probably they're gonna have like different events this year, then I'll tag along with them and see what happened. And I also, you know, talked to some people from some production company about blogging behind the scenes and, you know, for some TV show. But those are still kind of like talking about it, nothing sure. But yeah, I'll just need to find time to follow up with them and, you know, things like that.
Alrighty. Trying to think of what else to ask you. Wow, this. Please don't tell me this is going to be the world's fastest interview.
Well, you can ask me a lot of different things.
So, who you dating?
I am not dating. Wow. I knew you were going to ask that. I am not dating anyone.
So, you're a single girl in the city?
Mm-hmm. I am single and available, living in New York City, and I have a dog at home, and I live alone, yes.
Really? So how's life, like, you know, being, you know, just, you're basically, you're living the single life, you're being invited to all these wine tastings, art galleries, you know, you're being asked to, like, be eye candy for a car.
Well, I wouldn't call it the eye candy because I actually, you know, I was there, you know, to interview, you know, to see what's going on in the industry. You know, I'm not one of the models that dress up nice just sitting next to the car. No, I actually mingle and network. So that's the difference.
They're like, buy this Chevy. It looks sexy.
I don't know. They approached me. So yeah. I don't know how did they get from my information, but they did. But they do have a pretty nice car, gonna say that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, not for nothing. I've seen the Fiat cars, those little Italian cars, and I think those look sexy.
Those are sexy, yes.
Yeah. And I don't understand it because you know, I'm trying to figure out what does that mean? What does that mean of me? Because like they say guys who go for big cars, they're trying to overcompensate for something. But I tend to gravitate towards like the smart car, the Mini Cooper, and of course the Fiat.
Definitely, you know, like come down to picking a car depends, you know, what is the purpose, you know, to having a car in New York. Mm-hmm. You have to consider about the mileage, the horsepower, the engine, because some car has I don't know, if you tends to drive away over the weekend, you're gonna be on the highways a lot, so you might look at a different car, you know, all kind of different purposes. But then again, I'm not an expert, but I do love car in general, and I wish I have a car here, but yeah. I can't. And having a car in New York is kind of like a bad idea.
Yeah, it is. I mean, that's why you know, when I tell people I'm 31 and I don't have a driver's license, they're like, "How do you not have a driver? How have you not driven?" It's like it's not.
Well, if you live in New York long enough, yeah. So this makes sense. You don't need a car to get around here. Like you can just take Uber to go anywhere. Like
Uber,
you know, for the next few days, Uber will offer $5 travel between different parts of Manhattan and Brooklyn. So yeah.
Yep. Mm. Well, I'm looking at this picture of you in a little black dress.
I have a lot of pictures of me in a LBD, but which one are you talking about?
The one in taken February 25th. You're drinking some champagne.
This year?
Yeah, and like time to lose weight. Where you gotta lose weight from? It's like you look really curvy and lovely.
Well, everyone have their own different standard of beauty, you know. True. I always, you know, I consider myself as a pretty tall girl. I'm 5'8", so when I wear heels, I'll be like at least like 5'11", you know. That's kind of like my standard. So I don't know, I always look for, you know, picture of myself being the tall and skinny girl. But oh well, this life is cruel, so even yeah.
Skinny girl. Well, I mean, come on. Yes. But you know what? You just find some really, really fat girlfriends and you hang out with them and you will be the tall, skinny girl.
Well, actually, no. I mean, no. I don't know. That's one thing I learned throughout my experience. Mm-hmm. It is like, just let's say, you know, in life in general, to be successful and for academic. You always try to mingle with people that are doing better than you. Of course, you have a different group of friends, but you know, you, if you're going to compare yourself to someone, you're always going to compare yourself with someone better than you. So you have a target and a motivation to look forward to. So you don't, you be the richer but not the settler. Do you get what I mean?
I get what you mean.
Yeah, so your suggestion was pretty good, but not for me.
Not for you. So, but where'd you go? So, trying to figure out what else to ask you here. Goodness, I had a thought in my head. So
I thought you already have a list of questions that you're going to ask me. I'm prepared to open up tonight.
I didn't prepare nothing. I just turn these mics on and I hope for the best. It's like, let's do this.
All right. Well, that's one thing. You're doing a pretty good job here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, I've known you for a long time. Mm-hmm. You even dated my best friend.
For a few months, yes.
A few, and those were the best months of your life.
I had best and worst, but those are certainly not one of those.
So it wasn't the best, but it wasn't the worst, is what you're trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. All right. But,
Well, I'm pretty sure you dated different people in your life. You have, you know, yeah.
Oh, they were all horrible. They were all the worst. Each one was worse than the next.
Oh, okay, so that would be a bad example then.
I have, and that's my problem. I have extremely low expectations.
Really?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, you smiled at me. Let's go out. Like, beggars can't be choosers at this stage of the game.
But, of course.
But you have a lot of guy friends on your Facebook, and you know, do you I remember you telling me you don't date friends.
Yes, I try not to.
But you friend zone almost every guy you meet.
Well, actually, no. That was a, you know, for me, there's always a period before I really friend zone that guy, you know. And during that period, if I don't see any action or, you know, I don't see any response from the guy, then I'll friend zone him.
Okay, but what if a guy comes up and he's like, he's interested? And
if I'm interested in someone, you know, I don't think I'll friend zone them.
But what if he's interested in you?
Then he will have to.
He will have to fight the Kraken.
He'll gotta have balls and let me know.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, I usually kind of, you know, tell a sign if I'm interested in someone. I don't mind to take the action, you know, like suggesting, you know, to do things together or, you know, things like that. But that's not a good indication, actually. But, Okay, yeah, so you're right. I'm pretty much friends with a lot of people.
Yeah, you do. It's like, hi, Jeff, I like you. Oh, let's just be friends. You're my brother. Son of a bitch.
The friend zoner.
The friend zone.
Like my friend, my friends always make fun of me that, you know, like, oh my god, I played a friend zone card again. You're the good guy card. That's what you call it.
Oh, you're a nice guy. So,
I know.
Damn it! You know when I get told that, you know what I do? I become a complete jerk. I'm like, I'll show you.
But, well, think about this way. You know, even when I was a little girl, I kind of like, I don't really grow up with my parents, you know, I grew up with my grandparents, you know, I have the freedom to do whatever I want. So when I was young, friendship means a lot to me. I actually had an opportunity to came to New York when I was 13 years old, but because my best friend, you know, she was crying, you know, and begging me not to go, so I actually decided to stay, you know, for a few more years because of my best friend that I know back then. She's married with a kid in, you know, in a different country right now,
right?
And we don't talk anymore. But yeah, you know,
she ruined her life with a kid. She could have been with you in New York, being you know, some sort of a success. Mm-hmm.
Oh no, she won't be here. But then again, I'm just trying to make a point that friendship means a lot to me. That's one thing I learned throughout the years, is you can have a romantic relationship, you can be, you know, engaged and married to someone, but there's no guarantee that you guys gonna stay together forever. When things got ugly, it got ugly. But friends, if you know how to play the friendship card well, you know, if you
play the card,
it lasts for a lifetime. That's what I'm trying to make a point here.
Yeah, we got someone in the chat room. Bunny Sparkle says boing, and
hi Bunny,
and says I'm a happy bunny. So good, Bunny Sparkles is a happy bunny.
I love Bunny.
Yes. Wow, I'm trying to.
You didn't expect this, huh?
I'm just coming off a 5-day drunk, so I'm just drying out right now.
Sober up.
That's a lie. I don't drink.
Aww.
I don't drink. I don't get high. Not because I'm like health conscious or anything. I'm just afraid that if I get drunk, I'll wake up in bed, realize that I was raped. So it's like that's a fear.
I know the feeling. It happened to me once, but that was a blackout back in college.
Ah, hey, African American out, Jessica. Don't be racist.
Who'll say that? You say that?
I said that. You. It's not blackout. It's African American. don't do that. We don't do that on this show. We don't do that on this show today.
Okay.
Tomorrow you could be as racist as you want. You know, what guy would get friend zoned by you? I'm helping out all the guys that are thinking to approach you.
Who is listening right now?
We got billions of people. I'm sending this straight to Malaysia.
I'm not interested. Okay, what kind of guy been friend zoning out? It depends, you know. It depends. But why don't you ask a different kind of question? What kind of guy that I'm interested in?
Okay.
Maybe that'll be easier.
Alright. Yeah, but I want to know, like, what type of guys would you friend... Like, what type of guys would you not be interested in that would get friend zoned?
That's a vague question. I don't, you know, I don't know how to answer that.
Okay, what guys are you? What guys turn you on? Like, what guys, like, you see and it's like, okay, I'm making babies with him now. Like, what kind of guy would drive you nuts?
The making babies part, I don't think that's going to happen, so okay. Let's skip that. I like
you.
Guy with a good sense of humor. Yeah, you know, smart, intelligence, you know, adventure, you know.
Okay, let's get really real, because you're telling me the stuff that, okay, yeah, I want a guy that's funny and smart. Okay, no, let's talk about physicality. Let's get to the nitty gritty, Jess. Come on. How big a dick does he need?
Censorship, let's not talk about it. That's no. I come on, you are being funny, a comedian, but no. Okay, physical, I prefer tall guys, that's all.
Okay, how tall? What do you consider tall?
At least 5'11".
Okay, can he be 600 pounds? Come on, get real.
Not really.
Okay. How big can he be in the fat stage?
I prefer a normal size, you know, average size guy.
Okay.
Things like that.
What kind of guy? Black, white, Asian, alien, Martian, Jewish?
Martian are good, you know. Alien is good, you know. Those are pretty rare. I like that.
You like rare. So
I'm joking.
So if I could find you a nice single Kryptonian,
aliens from Mars. How about that?
Oh.
Pluto.
Pluto's no longer a planet.
I know, that's so sad, isn't it?
Yeah, well. Andrew says, what, is tomorrow race play day or something? Yes, it is. Wait, this chick is Asian? Hi, honey, do you like Aussies?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, she has no problems. Like every time I have a girl here, like interviewing a girl on this show, all these guys want to hit on her, want me to give them their number and start, you know, trying to hook them up. I'm like, no, do your own damn work. Stop being lazy. Stop. Like, what the hell I look like? Okay, Cupid?
Like, they treat don't me worry, like, they I would never ask you to do that for me. I don't need that. Okay, Cupid?
Well, I already did. I already did that for you, didn't I? Ha ha! I was the one that introduced you.
You tricked me.
What do you mean I tricked you?
I'm joking.
Ooh.
Oh.
He's like my brother. Don't do that.
So yeah. It's hard to find someone, you know, who will understand who you really are. I have
what are you really?
I have many different side of me that, mm-hmm. you know, not everyone would know, you know. So it's hard to find someone, you know, who can understand that.
So I mean, you know, you're in New York City, you know, there allegedly a lot of, you know, single guys here that
tell me about it. I know.
You know, they're all knocking on your door. They're all, Jared, I wanna be your boyfriend.
A New York boyfriend?
I wanna be your boyfriend, Jack.
Oh yes, I got that. I even got I have marriage proposal. You know.
Oh really?
From European, you know, like yeah.
Oh, you've had the marriage proposal. So like, what from what rich guys?
No, he's German, and we actually met at the bar, hang out a few times, but he, you know, talk about moving in and all that. I'm like, wow.
How long
okay.
have you known him?
And then I never claimed him, you know, and then I ignore him ever since then.
Oh, so you didn't want to move in with him, and he ignores you?
No, he said he wanted to move in with me and, you know, and marry me, but, mm-hmm. you know, he, nah, I'm not interested.
Yeah, Andrew's like, marriage, argh, never again. Yeah.
I know. Getting married's not the hard part, but, you know, marriage is a lot of work, you know, to maintain the sparks, to feel like you're gonna be in love again. That would be the hard part. I've seen, you know, many people get married and they lost the sparks, and that's kind of sad.
So, you know, so, I mean, when was your last boyfriend, Jess?
People that I date, casually date, or in this all serious, you know, definition of last boyfriend.
Okay, well, a serious long-term type.
I had, wow. wow. Okay, you're really getting there, isn't it?
Yeah, I told you we're gonna be digging deep into you. We're trying to
boyfriend for a few years, and we ended it last year, actually a few days before Valentine's.
Oh, how did he fuck up?
No, he sort of broke up with me, and you know,
Oh, he broke up with you?
Yes, he did.
What happened? Did you?
We just doesn't work out anymore. And
So, you know, so you have you've been dating, you've been running around the block like Mario Karts?
Last year, yes, and I was on a dating spree, you know, which I have like I will schedule 4 or 5 dates per day. You know, I meet for like half an hour to 45 minutes.
Damn!
And then I gotta go and go to the next one. I actually started a new blog, anonymously, talk about dating in New York, like first date in New York.
What's the name of the blog? Let's take a look at it.
No, no.
Okay, why don't you, because
I only wrote a few things and I kind of stopped. You know, that's not the direction I want to go. Mm-hmm. I had my fun, you know, doing also like different experiments, and I'm over it.
Like, I threw acid in this one guy's face, and, you know, we were... Like, one time I went on a date, and I scheduled two guys at the same time, and I made them fight for my love. That was a fun experiment.
And no, I don't do all that. You know, no? Just, you know, like, test out different rules. Like, you know how we date in America, you know, like, American dating, you know, we date here, we have rules that 3 days rules, you know, like, the check rules, you know, the no-calling rules and all that. You know, just testing the theories.
Okay, what theories do you think are bullshit?
That's a lot. I mean...
Yeah, go ahead. We got more than enough time. Go ahead. What dating theories are bullshit? Come on.
The 3 days rule.
The 3 days rule. Like, don't call after three
and
days.
We all follow it, you know. Even secretly or proud to say that a lot of people follow 3 days rule. That you like someone, you're not supposed to contact a person for like 48 or 72 hours, you know, otherwise you're gonna seem desperate. So, I don't know, this will be the part that you are sort of playing a mind games, but then again, we all are, isn't it, in the society.
Okay, so let's say I get your number, which I have already, and I call you after a date.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, the date, like, you know, I call you, like, after the date to make sure you get home on time. I mean, got home okay.
I personally found that is a very nice gesture, and I appreciate that if someone do that, yeah.
Okay,
it doesn't matter, even the friends, you know, who do that, I like that. I've
done that with you. I'm like, yo, make sure you call me when you get home, so that way, you know.
Yep.
I know. So
that was how many years ago was that?
Yeah, I know. Wow. We haven't hung out in years. I've been busy, you've been busy. You know, I'm now doing stand-up comedy, and I'm running around New York City freaking being a fucking loser, like, telling jokes to a bunch of other losers in basements and freaking bars. Just, ugh, it's a sad existence. But I love it for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I'm in a world of low lives, and I wouldn't want nothing more, nothing else. If only I could find a fucking full-time job where I could just work during the day and do this at night like some sort of fucked up superhero, I would do this.
Well, do you like what you're doing? Do you love what you're doing?
It's what I meant to do. You know me, Jess. How long have I been talking shit for free for almost all my whole life?
I know you are, yeah. You know, and... If you really love what you're doing, you know, keep doing it. And
I mean,
you'll be somewhere. I mean, you have like thousands of followers.
No,
you know,
I don't.
So thousands. That's pretty good.
If you're one of my thousands of followers, I know I got some people listening in like Germany and Japan. Hit me up at crotchshotradio@yahoo.com.
Definitely. Yeah. And you have your own comedy show in New York, like in New York City. I think that's really good.
I don't have my own comedy show.
No, you talk about you were having doing some stand-up.
Yeah, I do stand-up. It's not like I'm producing the show. I just, people invite me.
So that's a good start. That's how you started.
Yeah, I need to learn how to produce shows so I could, you know.
No, stand-up, you know, you start from a basic first, mm-hmm. and then you lead to something else. But as long as you won't stop trying, you put yourself out there, and you never know what's going to happen.
How did this become about me? It's about you. It's
I'm pretty good like that, you see.
Yeah, I just noticed that. So, like, okay, so the no call rule. What other dating rules do you think are kind of obsolete?
I don't quite remember. Like, the sleeping on the first date rules.
Oh, you mean what? What do you mean sleeping on the first date?
Like, you know, like, one of the dating rules that people talk about nowadays, like, if you sleep with your date on your first date, you pretty much screw up.
Is that obsolete?
No, but it's just one of the rules that, you know, people would talk about nowadays from a different
would you sleep with a guy on the first date?
It's not about me, it's about the rules. So, no. Let's not go too personal on that. Come on, Jess.
Like, let's say, you know, I'm Antonio Banderas.
I know you are.
Jessica, I think you're very beautiful, and I will to take you away from this place. Come enjoy a night of passion.
That's very cheesy. That's a very cheesy pickup line, but that's not the worst pickup line I ever heard. Well,
yeah, but would you like, if it's a guy that you're into, would you like forego that whole one day rule?
Yeah. You know, like, one thing I learned about, like, I love to read, you know, about different things in general. You know, like, how the French dating, they do not care about you, you know.
By the way, I am reading the chat, you fucking sick fucks.
What?
No, they're getting mad. They're getting mad because I'm not reading the chat, and some of them are just saying some. I'm just not even gonna repeat that shit. But okay.
Andrew replied, just saying, and guy say LB trying not to read the chat. Shame on him. And
oh, you're reading the chat. Oh crap, you're on the chat.
I am on the chat. I'm just reading.
Uh oh.
It's fine. Don't worry about it. So yeah, dating rules. You know, there are some rules that you should follow, and there are some rules that you shouldn't. But at the end of the day, when people who follow all the rules, they're not being themselves, 100%.
Okay, so like, let's say hypothetically, me. You know, I'm not really good in the looks department. You know, I'm trying to get laid. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what it's about these days. You know.
Well, actually, that's New York.
Yeah, you know, that's
you know, that's the city life, you know, in general.
You know, I keep getting friend zoned. What rules should I follow to make sure that I don't get friend zoned?
Be nice.
Okay.
Well, you always be nice, you know, you're always nice to me, so, mm-hmm. I don't know.
But you, like, just said, but technically I'm not your type, so.
You are my friend, Louis B. Oh.
Yeah, see.
I love you. Yeah, it's not, you know.
You better fucking love me, but I'm just saying.
if you spend enough, I mean, if you I spend really enough like someone.
If I spend enough money on you.
If you spend money on me, money doesn't work on me, baby doll. Mm-mm.
Unless I was a trillionaire and I came and I was like Christian Grey and I'd be like, this is my rape room, Jess.
I haven't watched the movie, by the way. Oh, I think it's kind of cheesy.
Wow, you're like the only chick No, that's a lie. Almost all the women in my life have not watched that movie, saying the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I never watched that show, 50 Shades of Grey. I was in Texas when the show came out.
Well, the movie, yeah. Well, you know, the sequel's coming out called 50 Shades of Grey Twilight, where it takes place 30 years into the future, and Anastasia's no longer young and beautiful, but Christian Grey is still a billionaire. So it's time for him to find the replacement, but she ends up, you know, finally filing that rape charge. So,
oh
yeah, it's gonna be a good
interesting
movie. I just want to mistreat you and not respect you in the AM.
Well, I think you have a crush, Louis. I think he have a crush on you. The guy named Guy.
Well, they all do. You know, to listen to me, you can't help but fall in love with me. That's part of the reason why I got you on this show, because you're gonna end up falling in love with me.
Oh,
and you're gonna realize that that's what happens.
Oh, guy, just say no. You want me? You should reply to Guy, Louis.
Well, no. Well, see, the thing is, you know, I get people to fall in love with me, but I don't fall in love with them.
Mm-hmm.
It only works one way. Guy Shay is not my type. He's part of the evil show,
mm-hmm.
And you know. What pizzle smoking? What the fuck is pizzle smoking? I'm not proud. I wouldn't be proud of. I'm a proud pizzle smoker. No, get out of here. So.
Yep.
I don't hate fat chicks. I just hate, I just don't find morbidly obese. Like, once you start hitting 300 pounds and higher, it's like, nah, this, I can't do nothing with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, everyone, you know, have their own preference, you know, everyone, like, you know, have something they like when they don't like, so, different standards, put it that way.
So, alright, so you obviously F on the first date.
No.
That's what you said.
No, I was just, we are just talking about the rules.
No, no, that's what you said. You said that. You admitted.
Well, actually, I didn't. Yes, I recall the entire conversation.
Don't make me rewind this show and play it for you afterwards.
Mm-hmm. I did say it's not about me, and I did not say that I slept on my first date.
All right. So, I want to talk about someone, a blast from your past.
Which one?
Brian Kenny.
Oh my God, Brian Kenny! Yes.
Brian Kenny.
Oh, he's on my Facebook. Can you believe that? We are friends now.
Oh, you're friends now. He got fat, didn't he?
I don't know. I haven't. I mean, we are just like friends on Facebook, but I haven't seen him, you know, ever since the 9/11 movement.
Yeah, I mean, I heard he got fat. He used to be the biggest player. I mean, that's part of the reason why I introduced you to my friend, because, you know, you deserved a nice guy for a change.
Well, yeah, about that.
Careful. He's my brother. I'm telling you, he's like my brother.
I know, and he's just got engaged.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, I'm proud of him. He's getting married. I know his fiance. I met her. She's a wonderful girl. I'm very happy, and I keep nagging. I'm nagging her and him to make me an uncle.
That's cute.
Like, hurry up already.
Yeah, that's cute.
May your first child be a girl, so that way Uncle Louie can have a little girl to. A little baby niece to spoil rotten. Uncle Louie's the best.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you'll be you'll make a fine uncle.
Yeah, damn Skippy, I will be.
I'm sure you will. You'll be the funny uncle.
Yeah, I'll teach him all the.
You'll be the Uncle B.
Uncle B. Yeah, that's right.
Uncle B is a good one, isn't it?
Yeah, be Uncle B and. In fact, I'll probably just end up changing my comedy name to Uncle B. Just walk around like, hey, kids, how you
doing? Actually, Uncle B sounds like a good one.
Hey, I'm Uncle B, kids. Remember, when you see a black person cross the street.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you see Jessica cross the street because she's going to give you a makeover and you're not going to like it.
A makeover talk.
Yes. Look... Auntie Jessica is gonna have to talk to you.
I like to call like Aunt Sophia.
Aunt Sophia.
Aunt Sophia, I prefer that. I've been telling my friends, you know, to have a baby, so I can be. I can be a godmother. Yeah. That'll be cute.
Uncle Sophia, Aunt Sophia, Aunt Sophia is gonna teach you about the Chanels and the Bergdorf's.
No, Aunt Sophia is just going to teach you how to, you know, live life and, you know,
yeah.
I guess.
Captain Strikeout is my uncle, damn it.
Hi, Grandpa Al Productions. Welcome to the show.
He is the grandpa of Spreaker. He's the godfather of SWAT, meaning he used to be a cop and he used to kick down black people's doors and, you know.
And he's from, and Andrew, you are from Melbourne, Australia. You know, the funny thing is, I actually applied to a school in Perth, and I almost went to Perth for my 11th grade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something
like that.
I always wanted to go to Australia because prostitution is legal, but, you know, when I saw a picture of a snake eating a bat, I was like, nah, fuck that shit. Fuck. And I heard that snakes just, like, slither in just everywhere. They just come into your door like a fucking Mormon. Like, hi, have you heard the good news? Like, oh, that's a snake. Next thing I need, I'm sleeping in bed. I'm thinking I'm getting some bomb head, and it's a fucking python munching on my balls. Mm-hmm. Like, not good. It's not good. Australia's a dangerous, stupid place.
I'm just reading at the chat at Apocalypse. Sophia. No, Louis B didn't pay me anything, you know, to be on the show with him right now. You know, he's an old friend of mine, mm-hmm. and I think he's very talented, you know, and why not, you know?
Yeah.
Something like that.
You should see the spider I just killed. Like, you know, and that's another thing. You know, like, honestly, you know, nothing against Australia, but fuck Australia with all them freaking... You know, I would pave over everything in Australia. Like, fuck...
Australia is a great country.
Fuck the crocodiles. Fuck the fucking fox bats. fuck the boa constrictors. Fuck a wallaby.
Oh my god, you're so funny. I thought you were about to ask me thing, and now you're talking about Australia. You just shift the topic.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Thank you, Grandpa Productions. I have a blessed voice.
In fact, how's about we play a little game? Hey, everybody in the chat room, type something in the chat, and so that way Jessica could read it.
No. The IV will fall out. Okay.
Oh, read that. What Andrew just wrote.
Flying monkeys, the Batman. I forgot about it myself. Monkey balls.
Monkey balls. Yep.
Yeah. So okay, let's back to the topic. You asked about Brian Kenny. You know,
yeah,
what about him?
Like, you know, he didn't treat you right.
Well, no. Well, actually, me and Brian, we were just, there's nothing between us. We were just hanging out.
I remember the stories he would tell us about you. Like,
no, but then again, Louis, like,
yeah,
the person who I am right nowadays and back then are different.
Yeah.
And I was at a very vulnerable place, you know, when I met you during that period of time. Mm-hmm. A lot of changes, you know. I was, you know, I moved back to New York from upstate, you know. Everything is like a brand new life, you know. I moved out, you know, got my own apartment. You know, you've been to my apartment and saw my landlady.
Oh, okay,
and,
yeah.
Yeah.
I've been to your bedroom.
And you went to my bedroom,
yeah.
So does my friends,
yep.
You know, my girlfriends. They all went to my bedroom, which is pretty normal.
I still remember Creasy. I visited you in your place in Flushing. And it
my
was...
ex-roommate, the Grace? No.
Gracie,
My ex-roommate, the Asian...
Yeah, Gracie.
Is that Gracie?
Gracie, yeah, that was Gracie.
Who's crazy?
How
does she look like?
Really skinny Asian girl. That's all I got.
Oh, Gracie. Oh, she goes by a different name nowadays.
Oh, she changed her name.
She is, in fact, a very successful lawyer who lives in Manhattan.
Wow, well, there you go.
She is the real socialite.
So what are you, socialess?
No, I'm saying, like,
oh, okay.
She's a very successful professional young woman who live in, you know, who live in New York, and she's very different than a couple years ago.
Oh, okay. Well, then there you go. So yeah, I remember we went got some chicken.
Nice chicken.
we got some KFC, and that was it.
Last
time we hung out with each other.
That was, oh my god, that was actually 8 years ago.
Wow.
Is that almost 7 years ago?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
We really need to hang out and you know.
Definitely.
We need to do some drive-by insults. something nice like that. You know how we do. Probably take you to a strip joint.
You know, many things change throughout the years, you know, ups and downs, and, you know, you live, you learn, and you grow.
So what's next for you? What is next for Fish's Philosophy? In fact, why did you name it Fish's Philosophy?
I always connected my blog with fish because back in college, Cobra Skill, I have a big group of, you know, good friends and best friends that we all hang out together. And, you know, we make jokes about fish. It's kind of like an inside joke. So it's going to take a while to explain all that. But anyway, you know, fish has a special meaning to me. It feels intimate. So, and I always, you know, my friend always called me as a silly drunk fish back then because I always trip. And, you know, I do silly things from time to time. And when I'm happy, when I'm really happy and hyper, people will actually talk I'm drunk, but actually I'm not. I don't even pick up drinking until, like, my later time in college, like even my beginning in college year, you know. I just have the silly moments, you know, of me that will make people laugh. So, you know, people will like to call me silly, and they thought that I laugh like a drunk people. So they call me silly drunk fish. That's how everything got started. So Fish's Philosophy, there was a time it called Jess's Philosophy, but I thought Fish's sounds better than Jess's, and so I stick with Fish instead. It's kind of like a way to present my own thinking, my perception, how I view the world, and yeah.
Yeah, that I kind of have a similar story. I mean, people call me fucking Louie all the time. Like, fucking Louie. And it's because people think I'm always fucking. And my name is Louie. So fucking Louie it is.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, just curse once.
No, I don't curse.
Just curse once for the... Like, because I feel alone out here with my obscenities.
Well, maybe for the listener and on the chat room, you know, you are feel free to curse. But no, I don't curse, and I do not like to curse.
Oh, okay. I've heard you curse before, but okay.
Well, of course I curse before. I've heard you before. I just do not like to curse that much.
All right. All right, well, you know, I'm trying to help you out.
I know you are. You're such a sweetheart.
I know. You want to marry me someday?
You've been asking me the same question every time when you try to talk to me.
And you never say no.
And I never say yes either.
Yeah, well, I half glass, half a glass half full.
No, I don't think I'm going to marry you.
Ouch. Yeah,
because I love you for you, who you are, mm-hmm. and I would love to have you in my life, you know, for a lifetime, to be the special someone that I talk to, that I'll go to whenever.
Oh, don't butter me up! I know it's bullshit.
No, actually, it's not.
Yeah,
actually, it's not.
Oh well.
You know, I actually lost quite a few friends earlier this year and last year. Because of the friend zone thing, and it wasn't pretty.
Oh well, you know, sometimes, you know, guys are like, you know what? If I'm gonna get you know, I might as well be by myself if I'm gonna get friend zoned. Yep.
Yep. There's a lot of girls out there for you, Louie.
Yeah, but they want me to pay.
Don't. So why do you have to find those girls? You know,
$150 an hour. That's how much they want.
That's pathetic. No, I mean the price and all that. Yeah. No, and you know, just go out. You eventually, the day when you stop looking, that's the day you'll find someone.
I get told that all the time, but it's like you stop looking, they don't bother.
You have to keep looking, but just try not to put too much energy into it. Mm. So you know, you just keep yourself busy with something else.
So besides that, what do you got going on for yourself?
My blog is kind of doing well. I mean, people keep coming to my blog and all that. I have different events I'm going to, and I'm working with different clients right now. You know, interior designers, furniture designers, and one of them is called Bespoke by Luigi Gentili. Is a custom furniture showroom in Midtown Manhattan, and they just donate two pieces to interior designers to participate in on a design benefit. So the event is actually gonna take place the day after tomorrow, Thursday night. So that'll be one of the big thing where you have like the A-list, you know, designers, some celebrities, TV hosts, everyone will be there. It's like one of the design show to see in New York. So that's one thing, you know, for my work life. And my blog, I would say I would like to make it into something else. So I was actually thinking about to hire an intern, but I don't have time to do that. So looking for different collaborations, and I might be working with lifestyle and interior designers in California. You know, to do different things, but we still have to talk about it. Nothing certain yet, and I don't know. Maybe I would like to be a part of a startup, like have my own company one day and all that.
Yeah, you know. Have you thought about selling weed?
No, unfortunately, I never smoke.
Well, you don't.
I never
You don't smoke your own supply.
I would never do it, and I would never sell it.
You don't smoke your own supply. That's just bad business. That's part of the Ten Crack Commandments.
Not me. I don't see myself doing that, unfortunately. Yeah.
I mean, do you know the Ten Crack Commandments?
No, but I do know. Yesterday was the National Weed Day.
Well, it was also Hitler's birthday.
Oh well, that's too bad.
Did you celebrate?
No, I didn't celebrate. I went to my best friend's apartment for dinner.
Oh,
that's about it.
Oh, so you did you read passages from Mein Kampf like a satyr?
No. But
for the people in the chat room, the Ten Crack Commandments: number one, never let no one know how much dough you hold. Two, never let them know your next move. Three, never trust nobody. Four, never get high on your own supply. Five, never sell no crack where you rest at. Six, that goddamn credit, debt it. Meaning don't give credit to nobody. They gotta pay at time of service. Keep your family and your business completely separated. Never keep no weight on you. If you ain't getting bags, stay the fuck from the police.
Interesting.
And number 10, a strong word called consignment. If you ain't got the clientele, say hell no. Of course, I have omitted some of the lyrics for the whatever. So. So there you go, the 10 Crack Commandments. Just feel free and continue to, you know, abide by those rules, and you'll be just fine.
Well, I'm pretty sure someone else who listens to the show, you know, would actually benefit from what you just said. But, you know, it doesn't work on me.
Yeah, it does work on you. You can't be getting high in your supply, which means when you're doing these wine tastings, you shouldn't be drinking.
I didn't really do a lot of wine tasting, and I do drink. So, yeah, and I don't like to. I do drink.
So how many guys do you get to like take you out to dinner all the time? can you like be like, oh, I don't have to pay for dinner today? Like, have you like not cooked for like months because you've gotten a free meal like every night?
No, I always offer to pay out my share.
But do you? But do you? They'd be like, no, 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 it's on me.
No, I always offer to pay it out, but if the guy insists that he's going to pay it, I'm like, okay, thank you, but let me buy a drink.
Oh.
So, yeah. Take me out for dinner? Quite some time, but maybe, I don't know. I have different things going on every week, so it's hard to say.
What do you mean she's way too fun for me? What do you mean she's way too... Like, why? Because I don't drink? Shit.
I do like champagne. I can drink champagne and you can have some sparkling juice, Louis, you know?
I'm a diabetic. I can't drink alcohol. I'll freaking end up sizzling on the ground. Get out of here. What the fuck are you doing, B?
Shit. They are loyal to your listener.
Damn.
So, yeah. You know, like every week, you know, I have people ask me out, you know, for different things.
Have you ever gotten a free trip to, like, Canada and like has someone ever like kidnapped you and be like you're gonna be
mine? Actually, yeah, someone kidnapped me on Christmas.
Oh,
3 months ago, and that person's name is Jessica, who is myself. I was actually I was doing laundry on Christmas Eve in my building. And I came across two ladies in the elevator, and they'll be like, oh my god, why are you doing laundry on Christmas Eve? And then I realized, you know, I've been talking about traveling. And since I was like, I had 2 weeks vacation off from my work, so I bought a one-way ticket to Montreal, to Canada, all by myself. And I did couch surfing and backpacking, you know, for almost a week. And I came back for my birthday.
So, you basically were traveling around Canada like Kwai Chang Kane?
Come again, excuse me?
No, like, have you, like, you were, like, going through, you were backpacking, you know?
Yeah, I was backpacking, but like, I pretty much stayed around in Montreal because it was cold and I don't really, you know, want to go anywhere.
The grandson of Kwai Chang Kane walks out.
What
of
is
past.
This?
Yes. So did your great grandfather when he was your age. He teaches his son wisdom at a Shaolin temple. An evil force destroyed that temple. Father and son each believed the other had perished. 15 years later, they were reunited. Now Kane faced new challenges. And his son grew up.
Cooler team.
I am Kane.
There you go.
Was that commercial?
No, that was Kung Fu, The Legend Continues.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yes, it's when it, you know, like you were backpacking and you were fighting crime, you know, just like Kwai Chang Kane. I guess you've never seen that show.
No, but it was quite a journey, Louis. It was amazing. You know, to backpack and couch surfing in a new country where I don't know anyone, where I couldn't, my cell phone service wasn't working. And I met a lot of great people. It was amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, what did you do in Canada?
I stayed with two different hoes on my first day.
Oh, you stayed with two different hoes, okay.
Yeah, the first guy who hosts me, he's a sex therapist student at the University of, I don't know which school, a PhD student.
Did he teach you some things?
No.
No.
know, he's psychology and all that. That's what he studied, but just on more on the sexual part. Yeah, he's a very, very fine young man. He's actually my age.
Like, can I get his number so I can find out why am I so dry?
Maybe.
I'm so dry today.
Maybe.
I can't seem but to get aroused. I can't get aroused.
He's nice. You know, he tell me where to go and all that. I slept on the couch for one night. And the rest of my 5 days, I actually stayed with a PhD student who just graduated in McGill University. So I actually stayed on campus.
Run! It's Godzilla!
It looks like Godzilla, but due to international copyright laws, it's not.
Still, we should run like it is Godzilla!
Though it isn't.
There you go.
What was that?
Run Godzilla.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, if you want, you know, I can totally let you know introduce you to the guy from couchsurfing community.
Yeah, so that way I could find out why am I so fucking dry? Like, I cannot get aroused. I can't.
No,
my vagina doesn't work.
Maybe you are too tense.
Yeah, well, you know, I live in New York. Tense is like my resting rate.
I wake up. You have to find a balance.
Well, what? That, you know, you always gotta be alert. You know, there's always someone trying to fuck you.
I know. That's the silly life. But then again, life in general is about finding a balance. So try it. Maybe you'll feel different.
Yeah.
Even at night, you know, find a balance. You know, relax and go to bed. Get up early in the morning. You know, just do some work. You know, walk around. You know. It might help to cheer you up.
I do walk around, but oh wait! Now that I just talked about it, what do you think of this catcalling?
Catcalling! Oh my god! I got that every day and all the time. I think is sometimes it's most of the time it's annoying.
But do you feel like you're scared for your life when a guy says, "Hey, Jess, nice ass"?
No, I don't. It's just New York. It's just city. Get used to it.
Yeah. Like what do you consider catcalling? Like, let's say Guy Shay comes up to you and says, "Hi, I think you're pretty."
I got that. Yes, that's fine.
Would
you know,
like?
People do that.
I would like to take you out for some biscuits.
And I just walk away. That's all.
Look, I want to get you some biscuits.
I just walk away.
Why are you walking away from me? I want to buy you some chicken and some biscuits from KFC.
And then I'll say, "I'm sorry, I'm a vegetarian."
I'll get you some pan. How's about some pan? Would you like some Indian pan?
No, I do not like Indian food. I'm sorry, I'm a vegetarian.
Okay.
And I only eat like certain things. You know, I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Where do you want to go? Where you want to go? I'll take you.
I want to go to the Mars. I don't think you'll be able to take me there. So,
got a fucking spaceship. Let's go.
Unfortunately, you do not have a spaceship.
I do have a spaceship. How do you know? You don't know my life.
I do not know your life, but I know my life. I don't have time for that. I got to run. Meeting now.
But bye. you want to go to Mars? Let's go to Mars tomorrow. Me and you.
Yeah, maybe when you sleep. In your dream.
Oh. I'm Guy Shay, though. My name is Guy Effing Shay.
You're funny.
Look,
yeah.
we'll get my friend Pedro. And look, hey, Indian food is vegetarian. What are you talking about?
Yes, they are vegetarian. They do, but you know what? Because I love chicken tandoori so much, so every time I think about Indian food, I think about chicken tandoori. You know, like curry chicken and all that.
Look, I got a spaceship. We could fill it up with some vegetarian Hindu food, and you know, I'll have my valet Pedro fly us to Mars.
Yeah, I love seafood. Now I changed my mind. So yeah, no.
Oh wow.
Cat calling is normal, you know, in New York, but I got immune to it. I get used to it. So yeah. I just walk away, I pretty much ignore a lot of different things in New York when I walk down the street.
So, but okay. So, how, like, what's the worst thing that has been said to you?
Racism.
Racism? Like, what? What have they said?
You're a cute looking China doll, you know, like all that. That would be the one that really got me and pissed me off. I'm like, hold on a second, I'm not Chinese, you know, like I'm not from China and all that. But you know what?
Yeah.
Like, people are judgmental. So, whatever. I don't want to kill my brain cell for just yelling at them, at these rats. Yeah. So, I ignore them.
So. All right.
Yeah, you have some pretty interesting message over there.
Yeah. I feel her heat. We are already bonding. Stop hitting. It's all about me. Okay.
So, yeah. And single in New York, which is, you know.
It's dangerous because, you know, any old person could come and snatch you up.
I don't think people can snatch me up.
So. Are you living in Manhattan or are you still in Queens?
Right now, I am still in Queens.
Ah, okay. Are you like...
Oh, and back to Christy. Yes. It's not about being certain race of Asia. It's just, you know, if you know more about Asia, you have different race like you have Japanese, Korean, Chinese, Malaysian, Singapore. So when actually people accuse, you know, say that if you are something else, but you are not. So it's not racist. It's just kind of like make me feel like you are judging the book by its cover. Like, you know, things like that. Pretty much it's like one who speaks Spanish, so you are Mexican or Puerto Rican. Yeah. Or Ecuadorian for sure, but there's no way, you know, you can tell that unless you talk to that person. So, and for me, I would prefer people who know me as a New Yorker because I live here and I do have that attitude for that. And yeah.
Yeah, see, I get pissed off when people are like, oh, what part of Mexico are you from? And I'm like, I'm gonna punch you in your balls. I will.
Right? Yeah, totally.
So, Jess, what part of Japan are you from?
Japan? Oh, I speak a little bit Japanese, but I am actually not from Japan.
Oh, okay. What part of...
Christy just called you a Mexican.
Yeah, of course she does. Because she's fucked up, that's why.
Oh, she loves you.
She's fucked. She's a crackhead. What you don't know about Christy, she makes meth, and then she smokes her own meth... Instead of selling that meth, so she... I don't understand. I'm just kidding. She doesn't do that.
You're funny. So how about let me ask you, how do you feel like
being single
in New York?
I hate getting catcalled, you know, because everyone's always commenting on my sexy, firm ass.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, somebody called me the little China doll, and I was like... Excuse me, sir. I am not Chinese. I am Puerto Rican.
I am, you know, like, I am too tall for that, too, sometimes.
Chinese people are fucking small little motherfuckers.
No.
Like, all Chinese people could go to hell. Just says, Jessica says, fuck China.
Don't say that. I love culture. I respect all of them. I've been to different places. I'm just saying, I'm kind of tall for an Asian girl in general.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm 5'8", you know, when I hang out with friends, you know, I'm the tallest.
Yeah, you got some nice legs, too.
Mm. Not really. I do gain a lot of weight. I put on some pounds.
Oh, stop it. Seriously, I seen a full body pic of you.
Yes,
I swear to God, I posted this picture as like to be ironic, and people just like it. Mm-hmm. I posted a picture to be like, yes, I'm single, and you have to be fucking amazing to change that. I just put that expecting people to kick my dick in, and everyone's just like, yeah, no, click like, no.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that kind of backfired on me because I was trying to get some material off that shit. Oh well.
No, I mean everyone, but you know, come down to it again. Everyone have their own standard of beauty, you know. So maybe my standard of beauty isn't, you know, the same as yours. So, you know, everyone, you know, yeah, that's about it.
Okay, hold on. I got a message from the Facebook. Who sent me a message from Facebook?
So,
oh, Alan Wayne Soriano just sent me a thing. Okay. Who's Justin Spinelli? I don't know who Justin Spinelli is. But all right. Well, you wanna end it here? Or you wanna keep going? What you wanna do?
I don't know. It's up to you. It's your show, so it's your call. Unless there's something else you wanna ask me about and talk about.
Okay. You said no. You don't wanna marry me.
I am not planning on getting married anytime soon.
Okay. All right. You don't want Guy Shay.
I don't want what?
You don't want Guy Shay.
Okay.
Alrighty. I really hate it when people say go back to Europe, Whitey. LOL, I've never been to Europe. How can I go back? Louis, do you need any more meth?
Life is a wonderful cherry blossom. Each wonderful. Shit, never mind. The first part was, you know, sounds charming. Life is a wonderful. It is. Indeed, life is beautiful. You know, it's just a matter how you look at it. You can, you always, like you toss a coin, you know, you things like that. I don't know what I'm saying, but life is beautiful.
Yes.
Just you are the one who decided if you want to live a happy life or unhappy, you know, it's all your call.
So anyways, yeah. Check out Jess's blog. It's jessicasophia.com.
Yes. Oh, you can actually find me on sillydrunkfish.com, which is direct to my current website. And I have Twitter and Facebook, Pinterest and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm into a lot of different things. I'm doing some sort of experiments as right at the moment, so I should have an article, you know, written up soon about it.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, let's end it here, if you get a chance, listen to Guy Shay's show. He's coming up next. Just check him out. He's going to be doing a show soon, and in 30 minutes. And if you're listening on the podcast, feel free and help me out by going to my site at rantingloueb.blogspot.com and click on the Amazon ads and shop through my Amazon link and help support the show. Without you, this show might go away. And if this show goes away, I'm probably gonna end up having to start going into movie theaters and shooting random people to just get my shits and giggles.
The last thing. And Guy, I will listen to your show. Just because you say you never listen to my show, I will listen to your show. And one last thing, Louis B, you are a very talented comedian, and you always make me laugh, even though I had the shittiest day. So I have faith in you, which I don't really believe in faith, but I do believe in you, that you're going to be successful and you're going to be big one day.
And Bibbs is rolling blunts. God bless Bibbs.
That's all.
Yeah, God bless Bibbs. So, yep, and all right, well then, with that being said, love you, Jess, and...
love you too, Louis.
Fucking better. So... as always, from my house, I'd like to thank everyone for listening, and as always, from my house to your house, mahalo.
That's the end of my show, donk.